Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have with me my best friend and co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Oh, well, thank you, Johnny. How sweet of you.
And you really are a lifesaver. And
thank you. Wait, Johnny, so, remember, before we went on air, remember
yes.
I said when you asked me how I was doing,
I wanted to say something.
Great. I'm doing great. And you know what? I was thinking all week about this. How excited I am about how this Psychic Friday night with Psychic Dale Scheer is growing. And
yes, it is.
Yes.
Absolutely
and
wonderful comments lately.
That
Hi,
has
Dale.
A lot. It has a lot in part to do with my friend Darlene, who's in the television industry, and she likes my readings, so she's been telling all her friends.
Oh, that is great. It is word of mouth because it is very private. It's a you're digging deep, you're believing, you're wanting answers, and it's a very personal thing. So it is a lot of word of mouth and that I'm doing, and I'm getting great compliments. People love the show, and I'm just
I know
excited
they do.
About it.
And
yeah.
You know what? We
so
got six
you.
Callers waiting. We got.
Okay.
So let's go
yes,
for it.
Do.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, I should say the number to call in is 516-531-9874 and area code 541. You are now live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Very
Hi.
Good, Johnny. Well, hi, who's this?
This is Camille, and I'm calling you from Oregon.
Well, hi, Camille. How you doing in Oregon?
I'm good. I'm a little cold, but I'm good.
Oh, we all are.
Winter, yeah.
Now, you know, I forgot to tell Richard this. He's on the line, but Richard?
Yeah.
Richard. There's a 40-foot wave in Hawaii today. I mean,
wow.
I want to kick myself, and
wow.
I'm so upset
wow.
because of the pictures we could have
had.
Oh, wow.
Because we live
yeah.
in Hawaii and Tahoe, so anyway. Sweetheart,
okay.
give me your name again.
Camille.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, so I am asking about money for 2022. How is that looking like? Specifically
okay,
in terms... Okay.
I can't do an overall picture of how's money because that's like saying, what did I eat for breakfast a week ago? So you have to be more specific than that. What kind
I'll
of money?
One. The
what?
Big one right now, child support is
mm-hmm.
not being paid. And they cannot,
uh-oh.
The county cannot
oh.
find my ex.
Okay. What you're going to have to do in order to get that done is probably hire a private detective or go on U.S. Search where they, you know, give updates on where people are and their last address may help you. That you have to find him. Otherwise, there will be no child support. He's doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Okay. So, but the U.S. Search, I think you pay $20 or $30. That gives you his last residence. That gives you all of his last things, and that'll help a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. It's one of those. Okay. And
okay.
What else did I need to answer for you, sweetie?
Oh, well, I was just, I have a business, my own business. And
okay, what is it?
I am a hypnotherapist and life coach.
How wonderful. I would try it.
Mm.
We need to have your name and number because Johnny needs to take it down. We had several people that needed hypnotherapy, and we were bragging on how wonderful it is. It was wonderful for me. So do you do it by phone? Can you do it by phone?
At the present time, yes. I can do it by phone and other virtual means.
Okay.
Not to
Johnny,
interrupt, but I have seen a professional hypnotist before.
Well, didn't we just have one on the show? We just had one on the show, Johnny, the other day, and she called in, remember?
Can you guys get this lady's phone number for me?
Yes, we'll add her to the other lady that we use. And I love it too. Dale, we were talking about it last Friday. I need to do this for my phobias that I have.
Yeah,
and I think I will be healed immediately.
Barbie, you need to not procrastinate and do it right away. This lady will help you.
No, it's been a whole week, and I have this stuff at my disposal for free. I mean, the lady who was on, she was amazing. I'm sure that our caller is as well, and that's great that we're attracting these healers here to our show. And it's fabulous. So, I can easily get this therapy, and I didn't do it this whole week.
What is your name, ma'am?
Camille.
Camille. I just have your number.
Kia, K-E-A.
Okay. Well, everybody.
Okay, give your number off the air to Johnny. Okay?
The same number that came up.
I have it already. I have it.
Okay. Well, we're going to use her because I can tell you right now she's very good at what she does. She's awesome. And if I need her, I'll use her too. So, I mean, I know that she's wonderful, so that's a good thing. And money will come in around that as well.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you for the confirmation.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you needed to know, sweetie?
This is a vastly different area in terms of love. Well, Mason and I rekindle our romance by mid-year.
It's on and off, on and off, on and off. It's not forever, so it's on and off. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
And then, Johnny, why don't you give out my phone number as well?
Sure, 808-372-1816. And by the way, when this person called in, we have 6 callers waiting right now. Okay, it's 808-372-1816.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Let's go to the next one. Let's cut into this.
Now, the number to call in is 516-531-9874. And area code 703, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Great. Aloha.
Oh, not too bad. And it's also cold out here. I'm in Virginia, so it's a little cold out here, too. But not too bad.
Yeah. And what's your name, sweetie?
Andrea.
And you're calling from, you said what? Virginia. City?
Yeah, no, just Virginia.
Virginia, okay. How can I help you?
Well, I had to take a former roommate to court, and now she wants to, I don't know, first of all, if she'll show up, but now she wants to have an attorney move it to a different district so she can involve an attorney. So what do you think the outcome will be, and do you think that the attorney will, because you can't have attorneys in court.
Okay, well, I need to know, what is the problem?
Oh, she was a roommate, and she just moved out. She just bailed on the lease and just moved out. Broke my lease and just moved out.
She doesn't have the money to pay you.
No, I know that.
Yeah, well, let me finish. So if she doesn't have the money to pay you, no matter what you do to sue her, you could take her to small claims court.
So I sent it to small claims court, but now I got a letter today from an attorney of hers who wants to move it to small claims court to general district court so she can have an attorney. So I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. But if you have a choice in the matter, I would say no. Just leave it at small claims.
I don't plan on moving it, but she's trying to move it. I don't know if it's going to get moved or not.
It will not get moved.
Okay.
It's not that large of an amount.
No. Well, no. I mean, I could sue it for $6,500, but small claims is $5,000. So that's the minimum. Now she wants to have an attorney involved and move it to a district, to another court, so her attorney can get
involved. Well, I understand
involved.
What you're saying. I thought small claims was up to 20. I thought small claims was up to 25,000.
No, no, 5,000. That's the max out here in Virginia.
Okay. Well, then just go in for 5,000, but whatever. Why did you let it go that far?
Well, so she signed a lease in October. She moved in, and the end of January, she moved out. And I said, I can't find someone to replace you. You're financially responsible because you signed a year lease and you broke the lease. She says, no, I didn't. So you did. So I couldn't find anybody for February. I might not find anybody for March. So I'm just going to take her to court for the rest of the rent that she owes me. So she's trying to get out of the – she's trying to get an attorney.
Okay, can I say
so
something? Can I say something, please?
Yeah.
First of all, what you're not realizing – and it's really important. There's people out there that have no place to live, zero, everywhere in the United States. If you put an ad in Craigslist and then you check out the person, you'll be able to get first and last month's rent, and you'd be okay. But there are hundreds of people that would call you. So please look at that before you look at suing. Okay.
I've done Craigslist. I've done Facebook. I've done Roommate.com. I've done Roomster. I've done Roomies.
How
I have done everything.
Wait, when
everything.
Did you do it? When did
I've
you
done
do
it for
it?
The last month of the whole month of January and the whole month of February.
I can't believe it. I can't believe
I know.
It. Because
I know.
How much are you asking?
$850.
Would you please do me a favor and go to Facebook and go to the marketplace and take pictures of the house or
it's
apartment?
On there.
And it's on there.
It's on
okay.
There.
So, did you do it at the marketplace and Facebook?
Yes. Yes.
I cannot believe there's so many people.
I know.
That
I know. Me neither.
Well, keep trying because you will get somebody. I see that. And it will be somebody to your liking. So, I mean, you know. People are in such panic over rooms or places to live that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
my thing is, I will win, but I'll have to garnish her paycheck. That's the only way she's going to pay me. But I don't know why she thinks she can take it to another court because, you know, you can't have an attorney in small claims court.
Forget it. It's not going to another court. And I can tell you this, there's no money to pay you. And as far as garnishing the wages, that's up to the judge. And if she has no money to pay you, he may let her slide. So I wouldn't be so gung-ho about this, okay?
Oh, no, no. See, it works out here. If I win, then I can garnish her paycheck. That's how it works out here.
Okay.
I might not get it. I won't get it all at once, but it will be installed.
Does she have a paycheck?
She's working.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
You go do what you want to do, but I think you'd be better off if you were to just try to rent the place out again.
Oh, I'm trying. Trust me. I've been trying for 2 months. I'm trying.
Why don't you drop the price a little bit? What is it for, a room or what?
It's a room, but I include all utilities and cable and internet.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. Everywhere people are looking for places.
I tried. I know. Otherwise, I wouldn't sue her if I could get someone else. I could care less.
I understand
but I can't.
I just can't. Well, you don't say you can't because then you're putting negativity. So
well, I'm still trying, but until then, I'm going to, you know, I've got to get my money somewhere. I mean, she was supposed to pay me, but she's not here, so.
Okay, well, I don't see you getting any money out of her. So I would just suggest that you would do what I was telling you to do. Keep trying.
I'm going to keep trying.
Okay, because I see you definitely getting a roommate.
Okay.
Okay? What else?
All right, I'll let you know how it goes. Yeah, well, I mean, I had some, I don't know if I told you, but I think I had some surgery about 4 months ago, and I'm still not feeling well, so I think, I don't know if I have to go back and rehab, fix the surgery that they've done. So
okay,
well,
what is
done.
What is the surgery?
I had surgery in November last year.
For what?
For a hernia that they had to repair. A hiatal hernia that they had to repair. I don't.
Really?
So, yeah, and I'm still having tons of issues where I can't eat well, and I can't, I'm still having burning. And so I asked the doctor, they said it could be too tight and they have to do like some sort of swallow test. So I don't know if they have to go back and fix it or take it out. I don't know.
I don't know. They're going to have to go back in and do surgery of some sort. I would suggest you go to a different doctor that maybe knows what he's doing, you know, and
yeah,
see if he can get it fixed
one.
That way.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
to a
different, to
one.
Different one.
See if
yeah,
they
going,
can fix
yeah.
it for you. It can be fixed. So at this point, it can be fixed, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay.
Okay. Johnny, you want to give my number out, please?
Yes, 808-372-1816 to pay for a consultation.
Okay. And
with
Barbie,
psychic guests here.
Yeah, Barbie, talk to me. So what's going on with you?
I have a lot to talk about besides the weather, but it has been very cold here. And people are talking about it, calling me up here in California, asking me, how are you doing with the cold? I just noticed it a little bit, but I have a heater. So that's weird that everybody's noticing this and worrying about these Californians that are a little bit chilly. And I'm just trying to keep it positive and working a lot. I've been doing research. I found a new TV show that I really like that has a lot of
what
interviews on it.
What
oh,
is
my
that?
Gosh, it's the Steve-O. He's really, he was that crazy guy that did a lot of crazy pranks, and he's on YouTube. He has different guests come into his really cool RV and interviews him in there. And today I watched Corey Feldman, and it's really, it's like, oh my gosh, going back to the Playboy Mansion to see these friends. We don't see them anymore since Hef died. He was one of them. He was up there every single weekend, and his stories. And I remember he was one of the ones I was pretty close with, and just his life story. And just to be able to see people, I cried, Dale. I cried because
oh, wow.
it was like a way memory now. And it is sad. And everything
well,
that's coming
darling,
up with Hef.
Darling,
you know,
everything
it
changed.
Hurt.
Everything
yeah.
has changed
everything.
In this world. Everything. That, you know, just get used to it. So you, why don't you apply for that show? Because you'll get it.
Oh, to be interviewed there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. These people are very, very big, huge stars, you know, like Motley Crue, you know, I mean,
you.
You know, huge.
All okay. you have to do is
I
say
don't
you
want to
me.
Be on it. I was just thinking I loved listening to these people that I know, but were the stars that I met when I was up at the mansion, you know? It just, I like
okay,
to be
all
live.
I'm telling
I like
you
how they do it.
Is a, hello? Listen yeah. to me. Put in a call to him and say you're a playmate, da-da-da-da-da, with you have her at the mansion. He will hire you, okay?
Well, why? Oh, you want me to be hired. Oh, I thought you wanted me to be a guest on there.
Or, no, I want you to be a guest. That's okay.
Okay, well, if you want me to be on it, then why don't you submit me? Because I'm telling you, like, but why do you want me to be on it so badly? Because you feel this?
Well,
because you're a psychic?
Yeah,
or
I feel like it's a fun thing to
want,
do for you.
It. Okay, so you
fun...
have a feeling about because why else would I mention a new favorite show? Because I rarely do that unless you guys are mentioning your favorite things. But I rarely am thinking, and I've been addicted to it. I've been watching it a lot lately.
Okay, what is it called? Barbara, what is it called again?
Okay, Steve-O. I'm going to look it right up on YouTube right now because I just know him as Steve-O from, okay, he had a show called Jackass. And he's a
Jackass.
Comedian. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure a lot of people know about that. So now I'm just searching YouTube. That's where I watch TV all day long. And I stumbled across this, but I'm going to look it up on my saved on my YouTube channel, which
okay,
gosh,
why don't you do
rising.
That? Why don't you
Happy
do that while I take another Barbara, why don't
yeah,
you do that while
I'm gonna look that up. Take another
take
caller.
Call.
Everybody,
okay.
Psychic Gail's here. She's taking a live caller now. And I'll be back
right.
with some info. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Now area
Barbara,
code 513-1-9874 is the number, and 914 area code. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
My name is Maria. I call it from New York.
You're calling from Honolulu? Get out of town. That's my neck of the woods.
No, no. What do you say? I said to you.
But you're calling. Hello.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
From New York. My name is Maria.
Maria. Okay,
yes.
I'm confused. Maria? Would you talk into the phone? Because I don't understand you.
Today, I get a lawyer, and the name is David, to figure me one of my problem. It looks all right. I don't know. What do you think? It's okay?
Okay. First of all, I need... Maria, you're calling from where?
New York.
New York? Where in New York?
Mm-hmm. Upstate.
Like Long Island?
No, Rockley County.
Okay. You have a very heavy accent, so you have to speak slow, okay? Why are you calling an attorney? For what reason?
I needed to figure something for me.
I don't understand it either. Can you kind of slow down a little bit? Maybe speak slower.
Listen, I can put in my daughter. My daughter can talk. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you?
Hi.
Where's mom? Where's your mother from?
I'm originally Italy.
Ah, okay, got it. All right. So, what does she want to know?
She got a attorney today. His name is David. To handle a matter for her. She wants to know if he's a good attorney. If he will, in fact,
I need to know what the matter is.
It has to do with credit cards.
And what about it?
If he'll successfully negotiate for us.
For what? She wants to get a credit card? Or what is she trying to do, dear?
No. She's trying to negotiate a settlement with the credit card.
Oh, anybody can do that. All you do is call the credit card company. And they cut it in half.
Oh.
That's all you do.
She
got an attorney for that. I know, because I've done it before. You just call the credit card company and say, I can't pay my bill. I have COVID or whatever you want to call it. And I need to be able to make payments. And this is what I want to make. And, that's how you do it.
Oh, okay. So, but she already has this gentleman speaking to them, so you think he'll be able to do that for her?
Of course, but that's a waste of money. She could do it on her own. You could do it for her on her own.
Okay.
Anybody can do it. You don't need an attorney to do it. Anybody can do that, okay?
Oh, okay. We had an issue because there was a third party trying to scam one of these debt resolution companies. So that's
I know all about it. You just ignore them. I hope you ignored them.
Now I will. No, we hadn't for a while.
Please ignore them and block their number, okay? Let me tell you something about credit cards that people don't even realize, okay? How far behind is she on her credit card?
A while, just because we were going third a year.
Okay. Then her credit is already flat. I mean, her credit is no good. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to understand something. They are unsecured loans. That means no one can touch you or touch your money or touch anything about you. They are not secured. So If she chooses not to pay the credit card companies at all, it goes to collection. And collection is not, you know, you don't have to pay collection at all. You just block the number anytime they call.
Wow.
And because her credit scores are so bad anyway, and you should check it with Credit Karma or Sesame, because they're so bad to begin with, what's the point of paying it?
Wow.
They're not secured, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's up to her if she wants to pay it, but I've had a situation like that in the past, in 08, and I didn't pay any of them, and I, you know, it just went on my credit bad, but then it comes back, your credit comes back.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So I hope I've helped you.
Yes, yes, immensely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You don't, no problem. You don't need David. Get rid of him, too.
Right.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Okay. Just block the calls as they come in. If it's a credit card company, they have to say that you are being recorded. And when you hear that, you just block. And after a year or two, they give up.
Wow.
They call it something else when they give it up, you know, but whatever. They will give up. I did that with in 08, with about $100,000 worth of credit card. So I know when I was screwed over from a bank. So I understand.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding. Yeah.
I totally understand. Thank you, darling. I hope you take my advice and have a good day.
Thank you. You all as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Well,
what? Turn, Johnny. Okay.
Yes.
Remember, I'm looking something up. Okay.
Yes, I forgot. Okay, go.
This show is called Wild Ride with Steve O, and it's a podcast on YouTube. I enjoy it.
Wait.
I'm
having a hard time understanding you. Can you take
me
off speaker? Yeah, can I fix the thing?
No, this is just how I always.
Okay, wait, let me take me off speaker then. Okay, question is, why don't you text me the name of what it is, okay?
Okay. But I also have one other thing on a completely different subject. Remember when I was really worried about my dad? And then I was going to let you know, but nothing bad happened when he said, Barbara, I'm on my way, and he had to fly from Arizona. Don't freak out. I'm on my way. He just was basically bringing his girlfriend to L.A. as a nice gentleman flying with her and thought he'd visit her. Yeah.
Good.
Everything's fine with him. He's healthy. Everything's good. I just wanted to make sure I let you know.
Yeah, I told you he'd be fine.
I
told you he'd be fine. I told you he'd be all right.
Oh, good. Yes, I felt like that you did. Just talking to you about it. I wanted the listeners to know, just talking to you every Friday like this, which we can talk anytime, you and I, but it helps. It really does. Just talking about it.
I hope
so.
I wished I had someone to talk to.
Oh, like you don't have Richard and your nice husband there in your own home.
Well, Richard calms me down a lot, so it's okay. You know?
Richard's good.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever I go off the wall, he calms me down. But anyway, it's all's good, all's well. Would you text me the name of this show and where it is on YouTube? I would appreciate that.
Okay. I will. Consider it done.
Okay. And I would like you to apply for that show because you would get on. Where is it located, by the way?
Right here in L.A.
Well, that's cool.
Pretty easy,
all
right?
That's all you have to say to get on, you know, for whatever reason. Then you
I do have some great stories. Yeah, people don't know. They really dive in deep and get details. I love the environment. It's casual.
Yes. And then when you get on, you can also have a psychic friend I'd like to get on.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Or into the podcast that you co-host.
Oh, yeah, the podcast.
Of course. It's Life After Happiness, everybody. I mean, hey, I am light, and I'm laughter, and I'm happiness, and a lot more.
Yes. Okay, do we have another one, Johnny?
We sure do. 516-531-9874 is the number. And area code 502, you are live.
Whoa. You went over your number like it was ice cream. Slow down. Oh. Tell them what it's for, please.
I love her.
For a free psychic reading. And area code 502, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
No, Johnny. Give them your number.
516-531-9874.
For a free psychic reading.
For a free psychic
reading.
This
is hard stuff.
Okay.
Right
okay.
Now.
Right.
Next one. What's the number, Johnny?
502. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, who's this?
It's Brenda
who's
from
this?
Kentucky.
Brenda from Kentucky. We just get them from all over the place. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing okay. My mom passed away a couple of weeks ago, and I'd like to see if she's got a message for me.
Didn't you call in a few weeks ago about your mom on the day she died or the next day or something?
It was several days later.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that very well. What was her name, please?
Barbara.
Was that the lady who, I remember this, is that the lady who wore the pearls and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Okay. All right. You got to quit mourning her death is what I'm getting. You see, what happens is when you mourn the death of somebody, then that keeps them on earth. And you don't want to keep them on earth. You want to just let it go. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it. Let her go to the light.
Okay.
You have to let her go to the light. And if you want any messages from her or you want any information from her, what you need to do, it's really simple, is keep a notepad by your bed, write down a question, and then the answer will come to you. It will come to you.
Okay. I'm really worried. I'm really worried about my dad. They've been married for 67 years, and I was just wondering if maybe she can come to him to comfort him, you know, because it's really a big loss.
I know, but I can't make her do anything. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
grieving, and he needs that time to grieve, and he needs for you just to be a part of his life, and if he has to go get help. But, it's terrible when you're older, and Richard can tell you. He was married 56 years. I mean, right, Richard? Tell this the young lady.
It takes some time, and I really haven't got an answer for it, but I would think positive on anything, and then start to, if you can get him to get involved in something as a different focus point. I know I'm not being too articulate here, but and that could be literally most anything. That could be, for me, one of the things that helped was I do watercolor painting and I do writing and so forth. And like writing if you write something for a book, and I'll pass this on to Barbara, you're going to do a lot of rewriting, and you go back and look it over and redo it and change and polish it. And in other words, if you can get him to focus on something else, that's
does he have a senior center around him where he lives?
Yes, but he's 90 years old, and he just...
You know, it's not the end of the world. Richard's 93, and he goes swimming, he goes to the senior center, he goes all over the place, he drives. Come on, it's not the end of the world.
Yes.
I know
that,
he just rather sit in his chair and watch TV. He has no interest in going out.
Well, then there's nothing you can do, okay? You just nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just try to go over there and talk to him. That's the best you can do. Okay?
Oh, I live with him. I took care of my mom. I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came into Richard's life in a weird way through a swimming pool, but I mean, you know, I take care of him. So, I mean, he takes care of me. So it's fine. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
You just have to find something he likes. What did he used to do before that he liked?
He used to remodel, but he says now he just don't have the energy to do it.
Okay, is there anything else besides remodeling?
No, he used to work on cars, but he can't do that either, you know. And
well, yeah, but get him into the HGTV shows. They have all the remodeling stuff. That'll help. And if it makes him happy, that's what it makes him happy.
Yeah, I think he's just grieving. Yeah.
He's grieving, honey. Anyway, you have a good one, and thank you for calling, and thank you for updating us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Barbara, talk to me.
Well, I just got very excited recently because I've been doing, like I said earlier, research on all kinds of things, and one of them has been NFTs. So I did not realize I already was an NFT artist before I even realized, I mean, this existed. Yes, where I can show people.
What is it?
I spent hours on digital art, and I, for no reason except for it gives me joy. And now there's a way you can make money off of it.
What is a digital art? What is that?
Oh, it's just gorgeous art that you do digitally on your computer or phone, anywhere that has a platform, and create anything. It can be a little mini video. It's a beautiful 3D artwork. It can not be 3D. It's just anything that you create, and then you own that if you upload it on one of the platforms. And I've been just trying to figure out which one I want to use for that.
Okay, are you talking about visual... Are you talking about visual art for videos?
Or photos. It's just whatever you as an individual create.
I have thousands of pictures of waves, you know?
Yes. Well, I'll send you a link to that so you can look into it. There's a lot to know. It's the wave of the future, and it has to do with Bitcoin and the Ether. And whenever I say that, then a lot of people just say, no, and they stray away. But I have moved with the times because I was born in 1968. I actually, in my lifetime, saw black and white television that you had to turn with a knob. So
I had that.
Right? And if I hadn't moved with the times, I would be back.
No, you have to move with the times.
My dad, you know, I mean, I had to talk him into texting, and then he loved it. But, you know, they're resistant. There's generations out there that are very resistant
to change. That's very true. The older we get, the more we are to set in our ways.
That's right. But we can talk to them.
Do we have anything going here?
Yes, we do. Area code 773, you're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Okay.
Not kids remember, but
Where are you calling
from,
sweetheart?
Or what's their name? Who's the caller, Johnny?
My name is Joellen. I'm from Indianapolis.
All right. Very pretty area. Joellen, very pretty name.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Well, I just, I'm starting a class on Monday, and I'm hoping
for
it
what?
Takes me in the
Make
future.
It specific.
In graphic design, it's for a pattern, surface pattern design. And
what is that?
Well, so if you are looking at, say, like any fabric and you want a pattern on your fabric, somebody's got to design it.
Mm-hmm.
And pattern for, anything that's a surface that has a pattern, like cards and, store frontage and, there's all kinds of stuff that needs pattern design. And so
this sounds like there's something up the way for Barbara here.
Sorry, Barbara? Sorry?
I don't know. Where's Barbara go?
I'm here. Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
This sounds like this might be up your alley. But anyway, you're starting a class for this? You said you're going to a class?
Yes. So I'm just wondering. Yes?
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish.
Okay. So I'm wondering how soon I'll be able to move into a new career based on this.
I think it's very interesting. And how long is the class?
2 months. It starts Monday.
Okay. So 2 months. I feel if you look around on the internet or wherever you would find places that would use your service, you might get something right away.
That's great.
I mean, I just feel it's unique. It's different. I've never heard of such a thing. I've never thought about patterns and, who makes them. It's just like crosswords, who makes them, And it's interesting. And I feel that you'll be able to catch a few people that would be very interested in what you're doing. Okay.
Great. So do you see it being, highly successful?
I see it in the beginning starting slow. And then it gets better and better and better and better. Okay?
That sounds great.
So
Thank
hang in
you.
There, sweetie.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Barbara, did that sound interesting to you?
Thank you so much. Could you explain exactly, because it went out. I don't even really know what class she was taking. She's going to a class.
Okay.
What is it?
It's okay. I think I got it right. The people that make patterns, whether it be patterns in fabric or a pattern in an office
How
or something.
How do you
know this? I don't know. I'm just listening to what she said. That's all.
Okay.
So
this is so weird, Dale.
No, wait, let me finish. No, don't interrupt me.
Okay.
So what happens is she's going to a class for it to learn how to do this. And she was wondering, when she would get a job or get hired or make some money from it. That's what it was all about.
Okay, I got the part. So I thought I missed something, but I got the part about the patterns and everything, but I didn't know what she was trying to make. But this all transpired when you were talking to her. I wrote down a note because something came into my mind, and it had to do with my invention that used to be successful and will be great. And I actually worked on that this weekend, designed more, and my next step is to research, source the fabric, but something goes inside of the fabric, okay? It's very intricate. But this, it's so weird that you even said, this might be something that Barbara would like. So why would you think of me for fabric cutting?
I don't know. You're asking a psychic. I don't know.
I know.
Whatever comes out of my mouth, I just... I have no filter. Whatever comes out of my mouth, I say. That's what.
That was so weird because my design, I never told you about my invention. You had no idea what that entailed, maybe fabric. And then you thought of it. It is weird. That's why and now I have chills all over my arms. That is psychic.
You are so weird.
But you
have
to
learn
design, right? And I do.
What?
That's what you say?
I said what?
You always say you have to be aware of the signs, you know.
Yes.
If the signs are there,
that is a sign.
You notice them. Yes.
That is a sign. That is a sign. Okay. Do we have another caller, Johnny?
We sure do. Area code 310. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
If I remember correctly, that's Los Angeles, okay?
Okay.
It is. Hi, Dale. This is Linda. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How can I, and you're what part of LA?
I'm in Burbank, north of downtown.
That's my stomping grounds by NBC. Is that still there?
Yes, it's still there.
Okay, that was my old stomping grounds.
Well, I mean,
it's
Carson building is still there, but it got sold to a different entity. So they moved NBC, all the people from NBC, to Universal Studios.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
So can you go to TV shows that are there at Universal now?
No.
Well, how do you go
to
a show
you never
like,
have.
Like the old days, you'd just go into Burbank and go to NBC and go to a show. But how do you do that, you know, now?
They have ticket brokers, and you go through them, and then they tell you what shows are available. I don't know if there's a ticket broker for NBC, but I did go through a ticket broker for CBS. So the name of the broker is IOTA, IOTA.com, I think, IOTA. And What was that British guy's name? He's got a late night talk show. We went to his show.
James Corden.
Do they charge you to go now?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's crazy.
Barbara, mark this down. IOTA, please, because I don't have a pen. IOTA.
Okay.
Yep. .com.
.com. Wow.
Yeah, and they'll tell you what show. Oh, we went to Kelly Clarkson also, which is a daytime talk show.
Yeah, I'm familiar
with
that.
The Kelly Clarkson was on the NBC lot, now that I think of it. But yeah, you have to go through a ticket broker to get those kind of tickets.
I did that.
Wow, times have changed. I remember years ago when I was walking down the street in Hollywood and someone asked me if I wanted to review a show, and it was Bewitched. I mean, you know, that's how old I am. I mean, it's wild. And they just hand out tickets now or did. You're telling me is beyond belief. Okay. That's live and learn. How can I help you?
Hi. So there is this person that we work with. And she called us in January, early January, to say that she was sick. Okay. Like the day after she got sick, she called us to say she was sick. And I think she probably got Omicron, I think.
Okay.
I don't know all the details.
How long is it going on? How long has it been going on for?
This is the 7th week, so next week is the 8th week. And I haven't heard hide nor hair, like I still need more time off. I haven't heard if she's doing well, not doing well at this juncture. I'm, like, super afraid, like, what is going on? And she's been with us for 25 years to not get a call at all. It's weird.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. But she no longer will be working for you. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. Something has flipped her out. Something has scared her. Could be the Omicron. Could be the COVID. Could be something. She doesn't want to go back into work, and so you will not be hearing from her. And I do see you I see you doing something with television or media. What are you doing?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to turn my book into a movie. So I've been talking to a lot of people. Prior to now, in the recent years, I have been approached by 6 movie producers to do
What is the name? Yeah. What's the name of the book?
It's the book that I sent you, Hitched in 90 Days.
Oh, that one. Right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The only problem you face right now is the fact because of COVID and a lot of things that are going on with the world, a lot of people aren't willing to put up money. A lot of people are unsure because of the war. A lot of people don't know what's going on. So there's a big delay.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is happening and why it's happening, okay? After this, then time comes, your book will be turned into a movie, or you can have someone, talk to you about a documentary, either or, but I do see you doing something like that.
Oh, very good.
So don't despair. It's just the world.
Yeah, no, I know. So back to my employee, I'm not going to hear from her at all?
Unless you make the effort or you go over to her house, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I physically don't know where she lives, so can't do that one. And I have called her last week, never got a phone call back. And then 2 weeks ago, I called her daughter just to see, what's going on and, how is she feeling? I didn't say come back to work. I just said, how is she feeling? Never got a phone call back from the daughter either.
I told you the answer. Something has spooked her out.
Yeah.
And it may not have anything to do with you. It's just that's where she's at.
Wow.
So why don't you have her address? Why?
I don't know. Just never did for some reason.
Well, I'd suggest you look around for someone else, sweetie, because that's the only way it's going to go. And I got to go right now. But thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. Bye now.
Okay, darling. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
But it is hard to let something go when it's so weird, like just so baffling to you when somebody just kind of disappears. But I know what it feels like when you want to disappear. You don't want to go back. You don't want to talk about it.
I'm the same way. I shut down. I do that too. And I'll have friends that'll say, why'd you do that? And I go, because I needed time to think. Needed time away from everybody to think. And that's the way I do it.
And that's, you don't owe them anymore anything. I mean, you really
don't
owe them.
No, I do, but it's
maybe
rude.
Maybe if it's your lawyer,
Yeah, I guess, whatever. But whatever, it's just, that's the way it is. And it's an unfortunate situation. Okay, so Johnny, do we have another one?
We have one more.
Let's go with
it. All right. Area code 216, you're on the air with Psyche Dale Shear.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, who's
My name is Patricia.
I'm sorry, say it again.
My name is Patricia.
Okay, and where are you calling from, darling?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to find out, are there any messages from any of my ancestors who want to communicate with me from my various tribes?
Various tribe?
Bloodline.
American, tribe?
T-R-I-B-E.
Yeah, I'm used to American Indian tribes. Okay? So it's not easy to do in about 5 minutes, and it's not easy to do, if I get anything that way, I would have to knock on the door and ask if anybody wants to come through. Who's with the initial L in your life, L from the past?
I have no idea. I can, can I, well, can I just push that question aside and ask another question?
Yeah, sure. Because I'm not going to get anything from this. It's too long of a – I would really have to put myself in a different state. So, okay. What's the other question?
All right. Is there anything else, that I need
okay,
to –
Okay, don't be ambiguous. If you want to ask something, be specific, please. Because I don't know where you're coming from.
Regarding my relocation and living in the Southwest, is there
where is
any...
the Southwest? I am not good at direction. Where is Southwest?
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. What do you want to know? I am familiar with New Mexico. What do you want to know about New Mexico?
Well, I would want to know if there's anything I should do to, because I feel pulled there. So is there anything?
Well, there's a good reason to feel pulled there. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And Richard's from Farmington, New Mexico, and they have some beautiful mountain ranges there. And it's very lovely, the place. It's similar to where I'm at right now near Lake Tahoe and Gardnerville. So there is a spirituality there that I notice. What's the name of that rock, Richard? That rock that I always take pictures of, that big rock when you're flying in?
Chip rock.
There is this rock that's humongous. It's the size of a town. And I'm just like, I have to go there. And I don't know why. So it's a spiritual pull you're getting. That's all. And if you want to move there, it's a good place to live.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning to do. But
okay.
What city in
New Mexico, though?
Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's a big city. Where Richard's family's from, and you ought to look at the surrounding areas, Farmington, and it's a lot cheaper and all that stuff. There's a lot of surrounding areas within there that are very inexpensive.
I don't know
anyone there, so as I said, I'm just showing up, coming out on faith.
Oh, okay.
So once
okay.
I get
well,
there,
you,
then
you
I'll
will
just
have a,
I'll go to.
You will have a great time, and I thank you for calling because we're out of time, okay?
Right.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay. Barbara, have you noticed that our last callers have kind of always been down, where all
yes.
the rest are up, and then we'll have one person at the end that's always down and puts, you know, kind of puts
they
it down.
They sound in half asleep, most of them. And I even said that to myself. Gosh, they sound half asleep. They have no energy. They're just they're probably lethargic.
I don't know what it is, but it's just it's every time. You know,
sometimes we have to see one. It was noticeable. Definitely it was.
Okay. So have I want to give out my number one more time for a private consultation. It's 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. And, Barb, I'm really surprised. I wanted to stay away from it because I'm not a world predictor, but about the war that nobody had a question about it. I was really shocked. But at the same token, I'm kind of glad because I'm just saying a lot of prayers for that.
I know that too.
And for some good happenings because it just breaks my heart.
It breaks my heart too. Maybe that's why there is a down energy right now. I just read a lot about it last night, and Priscilla, my daughter, 14-year-old, asked me if I knew about the war. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It is very sad. It is breaking my heart, too.
It's breaking my heart, too, because I see animals roaming the streets, and I see people with no places to live, and it's just killing me. And it's killing me, and I'm going, why is this happening in this day and age? But anyway, I want to stay away from that. And let's go with, you can do the shout-out now if you want.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. And also, it was so nice to have Richard. I didn't really get to say aloha to him today. Thank you, Richard. And you know what?
Thank you,
Barb.
You're welcome. You are a doer. You are 93, and you do move with the times. And I want to tell you about this new stuff because I know you're going to roll with it. And, hey, older people, what do you have to lose? So,
yeah, you just got to get out and do it, baby.
Get out and do it, baby. So thanks for the
I drag him around a lot. I drag him everywhere. I mean, it's like, okay, you're my driver. Let's go. We even have a driving, you know,
lucky
everywhere we go. But we go out to eat. We go swimming. We do a lot of things. We're about to embark on learning some stuff out of the senior center. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the dynamic duo. And so we love having you every Friday, everybody. So get your specific questions ready throughout the week. Jot them down. Have them ready for Psychic Dale Scheer live at 5 Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, that's
true,
Barbara. You made a poem.
Oh, my gosh. I've been seeing live at 5 on so many of my stories for a year. Yeah, but I guess I just don't even say it when I get on air. But it is cute. But Johnny probably doesn't like it because it's 8 o'clock for him, but it's live at 5 in L.A., everybody.
Just say where it is. Just give the time zone, and then that's fine.
Yeah, well, that's what I just did. So thanks, everybody.
Live at 5 Pacific time, that's all.
That's right. But now you can listen to this show and all of our other shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. So thanks, everybody. And don't forget to call Dale, Psychic Dale Scheer, throughout the week as well, 808-372-1816, and find out everything about her on her website, daleshear.com. And we will see you next Friday, live at 5.
Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate that. Don't forget to text me the name of that show, okay, Barbara?
I will. I won't forget.
Okay. Aloha, guys. Thanks.